a time-honored tradition practice, well, let's be honest, daily in most of America. But here at Weekend Edition, we opt for something that's always nutritious. It's the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu. Are you a junk food fan?
I am a junk food fan. Isn't everybody? But I don't tell that to my daughter because I'm always making sure that she does not eat junk food, but I do sometimes sneak in a donut or two, I will confess.
Good.
Do you like junk food?
Yeah, a few of them, you know, cheese doodles, Doritos, chocolate chip cookies.
This is making me hungry. And yes, I think it does. All right. Remind us of last week's challenge before I have to leave to go raid the refrigerator.
Yes, it came from listener Dave Taube from Eugene, Oregon. I said, name a U.S. city and its state, 12 letters altogether. I said, change two letters in the state's name, and the result will be the two-word title of a classic novel. What is it? Well, the novel is Eugene Onegin by Alexander Pushkin. Change two letters in that last word, and you get Eugene, Oregon.
That is a tough one. This week, we got more than 500 responses, and our randomly selected winner is Rob Hardy of Dayton, Ohio. Congratulations, Rob.
Thanks.
So how did you figure it out? That is a tough title.
I went running and was thinking about it at the time and thought, finally, landed on Eugene, Oregon, and I know the name of the novel, but I don't know anything else about it. Russian literature is real low.
On your list of things that you know about, maybe. What do you do in Dayton?
I'm a psychiatrist. I work for a community clinic at downtown in Dayton.
Okay. I understand you've been playing the puzzle for a very long time.
A long time, and this is my second go. Will might remember me as the guy who never does any crosswords or Sudokus or jigsaws or any puzzles except this one every week.
All right.
I accept that. Yeah.
That's good. Well, we like our loyal listeners, that's for sure. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
No, but what difference does that make?
None, because you're here now.
Okay.
All right, let's play.
So here we go. Every answer today is a two-word phrase like ready, red, in which the first word is an adjective ending in Y, and the second word sounds like the first one without that Y. For example, if I said a Mideast ruler who trembles, you would say shaky shake.
Okay.
Here's number one, a hirsute animal that hops.
A hairy hare.
That's it. Number
good
two,
job.
A flying mammal that's nuts.
Batty bat.
Uh-huh. Male offspring who has an optimistic outlook.
Sunny sun.
Uh-huh. Numerous fellows.
Numerous
fellows.
Fellows. Many men.
That's it. A nobleman who arrives prematurely.
Early Earl.
Uh-huh. Wacky singer.
These are making me giggle, I have to say.
Wacky singer Malik, formerly of One Direction.
This one's going to stump you. I'm sure you're a huge One Direction fan, Rob. You sound like that is something that you just absolutely listen to all the time in your car.
He goes by his first name now. I don't know. Either you know it or you don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Do you know this, Lulu?
I don't.
It's Zayn Malik, Z-A-Y-N. So that would be Zany Zayn. Okay, moving right along. Vowels that are simple to draw.
What? That are simple to draw?
I'll say it again. Vowels that are simple to draw.
Easy ease. Hmm.
That's right. A powerful little arachnid.
Mighty mite.
That's it. And your last one, a very small prong on a fork.
Tiny time.
A tiny time. Nice job.
Very good. I need to ask you, Will, though, are you a One Direction fan? Is that why you snuck that in there?
I've really had trouble finding... I do like One Direction, I really needed that one to complete the puzzle.
Okay. All right. You did really great, Rob. Was it fun?
It was fun.
Okay. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Rob, what member station do you listen to?
WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio, And, of course, I'm a member.
Of course. We like to hear that. Rob Hardy of Dayton, Ohio, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thanks.
What's next week's challenge, Will?
Yeah, what common three-word expression, 14 letters in all, has only N and G as consonants, and otherwise is all vowels? And that's N as in Nancy, G as in George. So what common three-word expression, 14 letters in all, has only N and G as consonants, and otherwise is all vowels? What expression is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and a secret fan of One Direction, Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lulu.